Hello, my name is Adriana, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, ma'am, I was actually calling to see if I could get some information or where I can go with the information that I have.
Okay, I could try to help you the best that I can.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much. This is going to sound really weird, but I actually need to report a business that is not making anybody wear masks. They daily have everybody coming in there with no masks. They openly tell their customers, "We don't enforce masks because everybody has their own belief." But here's my problem. I'm a registered nurse, and my husband and I have both gotten COVID, and we've been tracing possibilities of where it came from since we were both on strict quarantine when we got it. And
Okay.
it turns out my sister-in-law works for this gym. This gym posts videos every day of their workout groups, and I'm talking like 20 people all together. Maybe one of them might have a mask on, but no social distancing. My sister-in-law's had COVID. She's been to work. And I mean, all this is doing is spreading this crap. And I've got friends that are working in the ICUs at Providence, South, and Infirmary that are all, we're nurses. We're tired of this crap.
Yeah. I had the number to call to report for CDC.
Okay, that might work. Let me get my, hold on 1 second. All right, I got my pen.
Just let me know when you're ready.
I'm
That
ready.
number is 1-800-232-4636.
And you said
And
that's the C. I'm
CDC.
sorry. Okay. Do you know if they handle these types of situations
Yes,
now?
ma'am, because that number there is I'm looking at my notes here, is to filing a complaint against the company for not following the guidelines or protocols. So you call them and then
Wonderful.
you can also send an email through the website, but they said that you would need to provide your email for a follow-up. So the website for them is cdc.gov. That would be the website that you can send an email to as well. If you want to be verbatim, if you cannot speak to them directly on the phone,
Oh, I'll gladly give him a call.
you can call them and also send an email through
Yeah,
the
my husband
website.
spent 18 days in ICU, 23 days at Mobile Infirmary, and he's still at home on oxygen, and my sister-in-law still thinks this is a bunch of lies, and so does Spring Hill Fit Body Boot Camp.
Oh,
So
wow.
that's okay. We'll get him educated.
Okay, and I hope I was able to I hope I was able to help you today. And if you need any more information, you can visit the it's another website. It's adph.org. That's just the general Alabama health website. And then like I said it to you before, you can go to the cdc.gov site.
I'll call if they're handling it, because I didn't know right now if this was something that like the Department of Health was handling or the CDC was handling. So I
No,
didn't know
it's
who
yeah,
was handling violations.
it's CDC.
Okay. Well, hey, it's our tax dollars at work, so
It's CDC. It's CDC.
Well, thank you so very much,
No
ma'am. You have a
problem.
wonderful
You
day.
too. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Thank you, ma'am.
No
Bye-bye.
problem. Bye-bye.